working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City, Oklahoma, and Sayre, Oklahoma. Enjoy today. It's going to cool right back down tonight. Currently at Hollis, capital of Harmon County, 48 degrees. Eric, you're 48. Arnett, home of Lori Campbell's, 45. 44 at Slapout, 36 at the May Ranch, 35 at Fairview, 36 at Lahoma, 44 at Weatherford, and Bessie, you're 45 degrees. Out here in the Panhandle, we have 45 degrees at Lipscomb, 50 at Miami, 53 at Dozer, and 45 at Odell, right across the Red River Bridge there. Anyway, I want to start the show out a little bit before we get into how things went yesterday at the Custer County Fairgrounds with the Oklahoma OSU Extension beef seminar they put on there yesterday. And yes, when I had Dr. Biggs on there, I said, go Pokes. You guys just forget I said that. That'll be the only time in my life that I say that. And anyway, I was being nice. So you guys leave me alone. I heard so much crap from you guys yesterday, it wasn't even funny. Well, yesterday afternoon around 5:30, Dale High 12, Mr. Coulterball, was moved from Elk City Funeral Home over to the Sayre Funeral Home. And the tribute that was done for that gentleman was one of a kind. And it was good. 32 fire trucks is what I counted going down I-40. And that includes the small fire pickups and stuff like that. But 32 fire trucks and numerous people were in that convoy taking his Coulter's body over to Sayre. But what was, I didn't get to see it all, but a lot of people was bragging on the people of Western Oklahoma. I don't care if you're a banker, a lawyer, a firefighter, a farmer, a rancher, a convenience store worker, a waitress. They were lined up here from the city park at Elk City all the way out past Hutch's on West Side, and everybody was seeing a Coulter go by. So anyway, it was great. It was very good. And we appreciate Western Oklahoma, and that's why we live here. And so anyway, thank you very much for everybody that did that for Coulter. He's one of a kind. And what's, if you didn't know Coulter personally, you knew who he was. But anyway, there was a Coulter, I don't know, he had this way. And every time I seen his smirk on his face, I got worried, okay? You had to know him. It's like, okay, what's he doing now? What's he going to do? What's he going to get me in trouble for? But anyway, he just had that smirk on his face. But yesterday I pulled up on the bridge. I don't know what they call that bridge there, east of the TA truck stop on I-40. And I pulled up there and getting the tripod out, because I told Nelson I'd take him a really good video of the possession as it went by. And their last names was Keeners. They pulled up on the bridge and never met him before. I think I'm end up meeting the father-in-law. But anyway, they pulled up there and got out. This guy walked up to me like, howdy, dude. And he said, hey, I'm blah, blah, blah. And anyway, I knew Coulter. I said, how'd you know Coulter? He said, man, one night, I can't remember. He said, Coulter helped me find my father-in-law. He was stuck. But we didn't know where he was because he didn't have a cell phone. But Coulter found him, and we got him out. And I'll remember Coulter from now on. That's Coulter Vault. Love him, hate him, love him, like him, whatever you want to do. That guy had a heart as big as the state of Oklahoma. So anyway, Let's go ahead and take an early Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills Farm Bureau. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
If you need something and you could buy it now cheaper than later, it makes sense to buy it now. Lyle's giving you the opportunity to do the sensible thing. If you need ag tires, they're on sale until January 15th in Blair. Blair Tire and Feed's having a sale on all in-stock ag tires, including Firestone. The whole crew appreciates your business this year, and they're looking forward to helping you next year. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19. Pay less right now for all in-stock ag tires. This deal's good till January 15th.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Whether you graze livestock or produce hay from perennial forages, the Night Latch Group helps farmers and ranchers with managing livestock risk protection. LRP is the cheapest way to establish a floor price for your cattle while leaving the top side open. Policies are available for calves, stocker cattle, and feed yard cattle with no upfront costs or margin calls. For LRP and crop insurance, contact Andy or Codell at the Night Latch Group, 580-334-7995. Hold on to your ag investment at nightlatch.net.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, January 8th. 2,909 head were sold. 11 head of steers at 505 brought 297. 10 at 593 brought 238. 8 at 713 brought 233. 23 at 833 brought 212. 38 at 947 brought 205. 41 at 970 brought 202.50. 74 at 1,019 brought 193.50. 8 head of heifers at 465 brought 259. 11 at 590 brought 243. 6 at 619 brought 224. 13 at 765 brought 204. 15 at 894 brought 193. Butcher cows were 62 to 119. Butcher bulls 85 to 124. Bred cows were 1550 to 1875. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Mr. Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 2nd at 12:30. Selling 90 yearling and 18-month-old bulls and 20 commercial bred heifers. They've got DNA test data, birth, weaning, and yearling data, and ultrasound data. They've been feed efficiency tested on the GrowSafe system. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 2nd at 12:30 p.m. on County Road 2150 near Foss. Get information at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. And to this Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Childress, Texas, 49 degrees, wind chills at 46, the humidity is 29, dew points 18. The winds are out of the northeast at 6 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 25 miles an hour. I don't know when that was, but it got pretty gusty there. Month-to-date precipitation, 0.37, 37 one-hundredths of an inch, or for you people around Grimes, 371 thousandths of an inch of rain so far. Red flag minutes today, 0. Sub-freezing minutes today, 82 minutes. 8-inch soil temperature, 35 degrees. All right, the Ag Show, Today in Ag. It's about agriculture, mainly about the farmers and ranchers in the western part of Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Panhandle, eastern part of the Texas Panhandle. It's also about veterans, whether you're a farmer or not. And it is also about firefighters. 80%, I bet if they took a survey, 80% of the volunteer firefighters or even full-time firefighters in western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle are probably, they either probably farm or they probably ranch, or they have something to do with agriculture. So that's why I talk a lot about Coulter, because he was a rare gem in the haystack, if you want to call it. He wasn't scared of nothing. I got to tell this story, and then I'm going to move on to ag news. But before I tell this story, Dale High One, Fire Chief Bandy Silk, would like to ask people to participate. Fire departments in western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle to send a truck to Coulter's funeral tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the Trinity Church there in Sayre. And I'll give you my phone number, and or you can get a hold of Bandy on might have it. If you're a member of the fire department, you got access to the fire chief's list. But I'll give you my number, which is 821-6646. And give me a shout, and I'll give your number, or I'll send you Bandy's number, whatever. But the more fire trucks, the better that man will rest in the ground. That's all I can tell you. And anyway, if you would, the guys would send a fire truck to be in the funeral procession from Trinity Church to the Carter Cemetery, it would be awesome. So if you're listening and you're not a fire chief, call your fire chief and tell him you want to drive a fire truck down here to Sarah tomorrow to participate in the celebration of life for Coulter. Well, 2-3 years ago, when Sandy and I lived on the west side of the river down here, the North Fork, there was a fire on the east side, on the Carter side, we called it. Anyway, Brandon Easter had come down through there to get a path for Bandy in the orange fire truck and Coulter in the deuce and a half. And there was a deputy sheriff there, and I'm not making fun of the sheriff's department today, so don't take this wrong. It's just a good story, all right? Anyway, so there was no crossing down there straight east of our house, and we went down there, and I showed Brandon when it was. And anyway, I had to go do something. I'm not going to talk about the ranger in the river today. But anyway, I had to go do something. Meanwhile, I guess the deputy had went down there, and he was going to cross the river to where the fire was. And Bandy pulled up in the orange beast, I call it, to cross the river. And the sheriff's truck was stuck in the bottom of the river. Well, meanwhile, Bandy, you got to know Bandy Silk. It's either good or it's bad. Anyway, he was busy yelling at the deputy. And here come Coulter and the deuce and a half. He just went around them all, right through the river, climbed a 3-foot bank over there on the other side, just kept trucking like nothing was happening. But it was just a good story, and I still remember Bandy chewing on that deputy. It was good stuff. But anyway, like I said, I'm not making fun of the sheriff's department. It's what happened. It's reaction. And it's a good memory for me, Bandy, Coulter, whoever else was there, for what was going on, fighting a fire. Chad Ripto and Trevor Britton, they were already on the other side of the river in the Carter Fire Department. Over there were dozers and stuff. Lightning, I think, started that fire. But anyway, it was just a good Coulter story. How about that? Because he didn't let Bandy standing on the riverbank slow him down crossing the river. It was just good stuff. As a matter of fact, I think I got a video of it, but I'm not going to make that in public. So anyway, but again, Bandy's asking Dale High One, Fire Chief of Dale High Fire Department, he's asking fire departments from western Oklahoma, eastern Texas Panhandle, if you will, participate in the celebration of life for Dale High 12 tomorrow, Coulter Bowl. All right, let's get on to ag news. The markets right now. Whoa, let me back up. I almost got ahead of myself. Let's see what happened overnight first, and then we'll talk about what the market's doing right now. Soybean futures rebounded in overnight trading amid some concerns about crops in parts of Argentina and on profit-taking after prices plunged yesterday. Rainfall will be very limited in parts of Argentina through next week, said Don Kinley, an agriculture meteorologist for Maxar. They will allow moisture levels to decline. Argentina is expected to produce about 50 million metric tons of soybeans in the 23-24 marketing year. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said in a report last week, if realized, that would be double what the South American country produced a year earlier. Stockpiles at the end of the marketing year are projected at 26 million tons, up from 17.2 million a year earlier, according to the USDA. Futures also may be rebounding this morning after prices fell to nearly 2 years low yesterday in Chicago after China's GDP came in weaker than expected, raising concerns about demand from the world's largest importer of oil seeds. Yesterday's decline may have led some investors who held short positions or had bets on lower prices to buy back contracts and close their contracts. Soybean futures for March delivery rose 7.75 cents to $12.13.5 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was up $1.50 to $3.60.20 a short ton, and soy oil added 0.45 cents to $48.15 a pound. Corn futures were up $0.75 to $4.44 a bushel. Wheat for March delivery fell 0.75 cents to $5.81.75 a bushel, and Kansas City futures overnight rose 1.75 cents to $5.95.75 a bushel. Broiler hatcher placements were up narrowly year over year, while chick placements were a little changed, according to data from the USDA. And I got to get chicken story for you coming up here at the end of the show. U.S. hatcheries placed 238.9 million broiler-type eggs in incubators in the 7 days that ended on January 13th. Think about that. 238.9 million eggs in incubators. I like to see some of these incubators, the big boy incubators. That's up 0.7% from the same week a year earlier, the agency said in a report. Average hatchability was 79.8%, a little change year over year. Georgia led placements with 35.7 million put in incubators last week. Alabama was close second with 34.1 million eggs in the incubators. Broiler type chicks placed for meat production declined to 187.5 million in the week through January 13th. That's a little change from the same time frame last year. Georgia also led placements for meat at 27.2 million last week, followed by Alabama at 24.6 million, and in Arkansas, 21.9 million, the agency said. Enough about chickens. Let's move on to the weather for the Farm Belt. Winter weather continues to tear across most of the USA, with storms raging from Montana to the eastern seaboard and south to the Gulf Coast. According to the National Weather Service maps, winter storm warnings remain in effect for much of Montana, though snowfall rates are expected to decrease gradually throughout the day today. The National Weather Service said in a report earlier this morning, cold air will remain in place and gusty winds may cause blowing snow. Advisories have been issued in narrow bands stretching from Montana through South Dakota, northeastern Nebraska, almost all of Iowa and east into Ohio and Pennsylvania. That's not really what you call a narrow band. It's a long band. Extreme cold weather is expected much in Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri as wind chill warnings remain in effect. And that storm, parts of that storm is going to hit our state starting this afternoon, early into night. This is going to be a whole different beast when you guys wake up in the morning. All right, now let's go up and see what's happening with some of the prices going on right now, real briefly. Corn right now is basically unchanged at 442 for March. May is 453. I did hear some guys speculating, and I use that word speculating very largely yesterday at the beef seminar, that might see some corn prices later on this year, this summer actually, that's got a 3 as the starting digit and not a 4 or a 5. So that's not good news for corn farmers. Soybeans for March, 1208. May is 1219. I'm sorry, March is up 2.6 and May is up 1.4. Soybean meal for March, 358.10, down 60 cents. May is 356.10, unchanged. Soybean oil for March, 47.48, down 22. May is 47.86, down 20. Hard red winter wheat, 6.04, up 10. May is 6.07, up 9. And cotton for March, look at there. That's the first time I've seen the 82 in a while. March, 82.39, up 69. May is 83.27, up 58. And July is 83.84. And it is up 49. Oil, West Texas Intermediate, February, 73.90, up a buck 34. Just changed on me. Hang on. March, 73.73, up $1.25. Natural gas, down a little bit compared to what it was last week. February, 270, down 16. And March is 238, down 10. All right, let's check out some cattle prices. What is today? Day Thursday? Yeah, day's Thursday. Woodward, I think Woodward's having their sale today. They're having their cow sale. They probably already had their cow sale. They were going to have it first before they started into their feeders. So they'll have that. And then tomorrow was the Elk City Livestock Auction will be going on. I had Brandon made the mistake. Hickey made the mistake of attending a seminar with me doing a live show. So I grabbed him yesterday. If you weren't listening, I drug him in there like a cat, and he had to eat a cold hamburger afterwards. But anyway, things looked good last Friday at Elk City. Of course, they didn't have Western Oklahoma Monday because of the extreme cold weather. February, live cattle, 174.70, up $1.60. April, 177.50, up 187. June, 174.35, up 155. August, 174.75, up 132. Feeder cattle for January, 230.70, up 227. March, 232.30, 252. And April, 237.55, up 235. And May, 242 even, up $2 even. In August, check this out. Next August, $257.55 on the live, on the feeders, I'm sorry, up $1.80. Pretty good. Lean hogs been going backwards this week. They went forwards last week. February, 71.07, down 37. April, 78.27, up 30. And May is 83.95, unchanged. So there you have it. So yesterday, I attended the beef seminar for four counties. Custer, Worstall, Roger Mills. Who else was in there? My brain just went dead. Roger Mills, Beckham, Custer, and Worstall. There, I got him. We got him. Anyway, it was very good. Dr. Peel was there. Dr. Biggs was there. Marty New was there talking about nutrition for cow-calf and got into some stalker stuff with some questions from the audience. I was impressed that the ag teacher here at Elk City showed up with a school bus with a bunch of kids in them. They come to attend one of these deals because some of these kids were, or most of them, I think, are wanting to be producers, stock producers. Anyway, so they come to learn about it. Maybe one of them wants to be a veterinarian. Maybe she come to see Dr. Biggs. She was taking notes while Dr. Biggs was speaking, so that's what caught my attention. And the question came up, and I think I started it. I asked the question of, with the average age of a cattle producer being right now, farmer, rancher, period, being around 57, 58 years old, and the way things are right now with inflation, interest rates. I mean, think about this, guys. A feed truck's $60,000-$70,000, period, if you went and bought a new one. So, you know, just something, little things like that. Well, we got to talking about, you know, how are they going to do it? How does somebody new that wants to get into the cattle business or even the farming business, don't matter, either business, ranching or farming, how are they going to do it? Are you going to go out there and buy 80 acres of land? It's going to cost you $150,000 to $250,000, depending on where it's at. You're going to buy that. Then you got to buy 80 acres and not going to handle but 10 or 12 cows. So then you got those. So there's another $25,000, $30,000 for some cows and a bull. And then you got feed. Hopefully that 80 acres had a good fence around it. And then you got to have a feed truck, or you got to have something to feed with. And then you got your startup expenses, your vet bills, your hay, your feed, all that stuff. How are they going to do it? And it's a good question. And I don't have any answers. I don't know that anybody's got any answers. One person, I won't say his name. He's a really good friend of mine. They were talking about that, and this conversation went on into different categories. And his answer, everybody thought was funny, but he was being serious. And one way for somebody to get started in the business today is marry into it. And everybody giggled, and he said, no, I'm serious. And it's sad. It's not sad, but it's true. That's probably the best way to get into the farming or ranching business right now is to marry into it. And so it was a good point, and it's just tough times out there. I don't have any answer. One of my listeners posted on Facebook last night answer a question to me, look at the price of wheat and corn and all that good stuff right now, how it's low, and look at the cost of machinery. I mean, a combine's $1 million for a new one, for a good, great big one. Tractor's $250,000 to $400,000. A planter's $200,000 to $300,000. A ranch big enough to start an operation, if you don't have the money right up front, is millions. It's millions of dollars to get anything started anymore. It's crazy times we're living in. I don't have any answers for you. I don't know that anybody has a legitimate answer for it. But anyway, it got into that. And that was questions asked to Dr. Peel. And then I got into it with, didn't get into it. I got into it with him on the show and asked him a question that the coffee shop guys wanted me to ask him, is about the going out and buying a $450 or 450 pound feeder and feed them up to 800 pounds and all the costs. We put all the costs down. And if you insured a group of 100, 1,000, it doesn't matter. If you insured that bunch of calves, that you might at the end, when you got it close to 800 pounds, make $40-$50 per head. And if you don't insure that same bunch of calves and take the cost to insure, it costs $77.50 to insure that one calf. So think about that. If you don't insure that calf, you're going to lose $150, $123 to $150 on a group of 100 or 1,000 calves, trying to get them from the weight from 450 to 1,000. Cattle might be high right now, guys, but some situations, and Dr. Peel didn't have a straight answer for me. Nobody can answer that. But it was a great question. And he told me afterwards, yeah, I ain't answer that, but that was a great question. So it's just that time where, with the cattle market the way it is, that particular category right there might be tough to make money. But, you know, cow-calf operators go through it, he said, and then the guys at the feedlots go through it. No matter whether the prices are low or high, one of those three categories right there is not going to be doing the best of any of them. So, anyway, all right, let's take a break. At Oklahoma Farm Bureau happy hour break, and we'll brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
SEI Agritech is excited to announce they're now open with their new LNC blending feed facility for their new product line at SEI Agritech 1400 South Randall in Elk City. With all the feed rations that you've come to know and trust, the new facility is the only LNC blending facility in the area. SEI Agritech in Elk City now open their new facility in their current location, 1400 South Randall in Elk City. For more information, give Kent a call at 580-225-0317.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Calling all rural residents of Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, are you tired of hauling off your own trash? Call D&G Trash Hauling. They can have a dumpster delivered to you in no time. D&G offers weekly or bi-weekly pickup in four different size dumpsters. You have a big job? D&G also has roll-offs available in several sizes. With D&G, you find affordable rates and no contracts. Satisfaction is always top priority. For more information, call D&G at 580-497-6950. That's 580-497-6950. Let D&G Trash get rid of your trash.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 2nd at 12:30. Selling 90 yearling and 18-month-old bulls and 20 commercial bred heifers. They've got DNA test data, birth, weaning, and yearling data, and ultrasound data. They've been feed efficiency tested on the GrowSafe system. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 2nd at 12:30 p.m. on County Road 2150 near Foss. Get information at DavisAngus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call 806-665-0677.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Freedom, Oklahoma, Northwestern Oklahoma. Here is your ag weather update. 39 degrees, feels like 35, dew point 21, humidity 49. The winds are basically nothing. West, southwest, northwest, 7 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 31 hundredths of an inch. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 27. I remember looking at that a couple weeks ago, and I think it was around 48. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.9. Sunset 5:46, 48 degrees today, no wind tonight, whole different ballgame, blustery, low of 12 degrees, north winds 18 to 24 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour, and that's tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 28 for a high, northwest winds 9 to 16 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 20, so not too bad at all. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau. It's Oklahoma's largest general farm organization with members in all 77 counties represented by 77 county farm bureaus. Our work and efforts span all of agriculture as we work to ensure our state farmers and ranchers can focus on what they do best, growing and raising the most affordable, safe, and abundant food in the world. You can easily join Roger Mills Farm Bureau by going by our office in Cheyenne. Memberships are just $37.50 a year and come with many benefits like insurance, life insurance, free roadside assistance, and discounts with various businesses. 580-497-2579 or go to okfarmbureau.org and find the Roger Mills County Insurance Agent and get her signed up today. So the new penny news is out today. Hope you guys got your new penny news. Well, here's Jimmy's tip of the week. If you're confused about gender, try milking a bull. You'll learn real quick. And that's your tip of the week. Anyway, the Jimmy's Bull and Female Sale Calendar is up and going strong. The Hudson Angus Farm Bull Sale, January 27th at 1 o'clock. The Roger Mills County All Breed Sale, February 3rd at 12:15. I picked me a catalog up this morning. The Bradley 3 Ranch Bull and Female Sale is February 10th at 12 o'clock out there in Texas. And then the Davis Angus Bull Sale is Saturday, March the 2nd at 12 o'clock. So, anyway, check it out. That bull sale calendar and the female sale calendar are all in the Penny News. That's page 4. And let's see what Jerry's got to say this week out of curiosity. Oh, yeah, I got to read some of this. Where are all you global warming people this morning and when we went out to sort the cows? Come on, Al Gore. That would be good for you. We've received snow, but not as much as a lot of the other areas, and we definitely got wind. I think this is one reason I do not like snow, because we always almost get the wind, and it normally blows into the bar ditch. This time I could see some still on some fields where there was a little cover in the grass and the sagebrush. Jerry said basically the only thing snow I like is it melts the next day, or it wasn't too bad falling a snow bunny down the ski slope. He said Oklahoma's National Stockyards had 14,400 head of cattle in its first sale this year. It's a big sale, but the stockyards have been shut down for 2 weeks. The call on the market on feeders was $3 to $8 per hundred weight lower, and calves $2 to $5 lower, he said. So anyway, check it out. They got all kinds of stuff on 4 pages of Today in Ag in the Penny News, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. All right, I haven't done hay this week. I haven't done this. Tyron Spearman sent me this. Let me turn on a few buttons and let you guys listen to what Tyrone's got to speak.
It's time to raise agricultural producers. ARC, that's the Agricultural Risk Coverage, and the PLC, the price. It's time for Farm and Ranch Headlines on the Southeast AgNet. I'm Tyron Spearman reporting. Agricultural producers can now change election and enroll in the ARC, that's the Agricultural Risk Coverage, and the PLC, the Price Loss Coverage programs for this coming year. These are the two safety net programs offered by USDA. Last year, the PLC, the average price of some commodities, kicked them out and did not provide farmers any assistance. Producers have until March the 15th to enroll in these two programs. The administrator of the program said that it's that time of the year for producers to consider all of their risk management. We don't know what they'll be right now, including the safety net coverage elections through ARC or PLC, but you need to recognize that market prices have generally been very good, but if a problem happens, you'll be enrolled in the program and a payment could possibly occur. That's the PLC and the ARC program. You have until March the 15th to sign up this year. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.
There we have it. I don't know what that alarm was for. Maybe I touched the wrong button or something. Surely Jimmy wouldn't do that. All right, let's see here. Let's check out what hay prices are. I didn't get to go over them, so we'll check it out. Looks like everything's kind of holding its own. It seems to me up $5, maybe $10. Let's see here. Kansas, for premium alfalfa, $270 to $325. Missouri's $200 to $300. Nebraska's $175 to $220. Oklahoma's $180 to $225, both those being delivered. Texas, $320 to $425, and that's delivered, and that's on alfalfa prices, on premiums. Premium grass, Kansas, $200 to $250, Missouri, $225, Oklahoma, $185, Texas, $280 to $330. And nothing crazy going on in the grass deal. I know one thing. If I'm going to give $185 a ton for grass hay, I'm going to go ahead and go buy me some alfalfa for $185 a ton. Anyway, so but this is just what's reported. I don't think this covers 50% what really goes on out in here. But here's one of the reasons why the hay prices haven't gone up here in the last few weeks. The annual release of hay and forage data by the USDA that defines the previous year's production and year-ending inventories arrived in email boxes last Friday to be exact. The crop production and the crop production annual survey summary reports offer a glimpse of the current state of forage industry and provides a gauge to measure hay market sensitivity to various production pressures in 2024. It's been a couple of years since the U.S. forage production metrics were largely positive, but the streak has ended with only a few exceptions. December hay stocks rebound. The USDA made its assessment on dry hay stocks in May and in December of each year. And lately, we've been on a run of lower year-over-year stocks, both in May and December. Last May, spring stocks, hay stocks declined 13%. Or about 2.2 million tons compared to the previous year. The USDA pegged December 1st, 2023 hay stocks at about 76.7 million tons, which is up nearly 5 million tons from a year ago. Hay stocks are still historically low, but the downtrend from the past several years has at least been temporarily reversed. As in always the case, individual states vary in the total amount and direction of year-over-year hay inventory change. Here's a few of them. Let's check out some that were. New York is down 39.6%. Minnesota hay stocks are down 39.3%. Wisconsin down 29.8%. Oklahoma up 96.7%. Arizona up 76.9%, and Nevada up 37.5%. Don't be confused by that Oklahoma number. I don't care who you are. Up 96.7%, but they wasn't squat the year before in inventory. So, yeah, it was up, but it's up from probably 2 years prior to that. So, anyway, here's just a few comparisons to states. Around us, here's hay stocks for states like Kansas, our neighbor to the north. 2022, they had 41. Mostly, they had 4.1 million. This year, or last year, 23, they had 3.6 million. Change of 12.2%. Where's Missouri? Yeah, Missouri 4.65 million. Year before, in 2022 and 23, they had 4.7. Not much of a change, not much to talk about, 1% and stuff. See what we heard about the 96% Oklahoma. Let's see what happened in the big state of Texas. 22, 5 million tons. Last year, 5.5 million tons. And that's a change of about 500,000 tons. So 10% change. So there you go. Not much going on. Let's see here. Total alfalfa dry hay production was pegged at 49.9 million. Wisconsin was down almost a million. California down 336,000 tons. Nebraska up 379,000 tons. North Dakota up 378,000 tons. South Dakota was up 1,133 tons from the year before last. It was good. Sorry, I lost my place. It blinked on me. Harvested hay acres. Once again, Texas led the nation with 4.7 million dry hay acres in 23, which was up from 20% from 22. Oklahoma rebounded from its dry previous year with 4.1 million acres to post the second most hay acres harvested, and was followed by Missouri at 3.8 and South Dakota at 2.9. There you go. Let's go ahead and take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau, and we'll finish up the show. Be right back. We might talk some chickens. I don't know. Let's see what happens when we get back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh, man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Beef. That's what's on the menu at Hudson Angus Farms. Their 11th annual bull and female sale is Saturday, January 27th at 1 p.m. at the farm west of Elk City. They're selling 70 yearling to two-year-old bulls and 20 bred heifers. To see the catalog and videos, go to their website, HudsonAngusFarms.com, or find Hudson Angus Farms on Facebook. The Hudson Angus Farms Spring Bull Sale, Saturday, January 27th. Lunch at noon. Sales starts at 1 o'clock west of Elk City.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hobart, Oklahoma, here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update. 47 degrees, feels like 45, dew points at 20, humidity's at 34. The winds are out of the east at 4 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 28 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 1.0. Sunset at 5:50. Today, 53. Tonight, it's going to be windy. That's all I can tell you. 17 for low. North winds. The weather people are covering their butt on this one. North winds, 8 to 29 miles an hour. Probably with wind gust up to 50. Anyway, tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 32, north wind, straight out of the north, 14 to 20 miles an hour, with wind gusts up to 30. That is your weather, ag weather update for Hobart, Oklahoma, brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. Have you guys been down there lately? Huh? You bought any guns, any boots? Have you bought anything out of the feed store? I mean, it's not all just guns down there, but pretty close. The only reason I go down there, I can honestly test you. They got lots of outdoor equipment outside too for working pens, head gates, panels. They got it. They got it going on down there. Great place. Great guys. Anyway, go check them out. Okay. Chickens. So Anyway, my buddy from up there in Roger Mills County that I talk to at least once a day. Anyway, my favorite thing is to listen to him go, man, I gotta go. I gotta go let Linda's chickens out. So anyway, Donnie, I'm gonna give you this tip of the week for your morning routine of collecting eggs with the chicken flock is probably gonna get a lot faster because you're finding fewer eggs this winter. Many hens stop or slow down egg production during the winter. The lack of daylight and cooler temperatures tell their body to take a break. Extension poultry specialist Jesse Lyons at the University of Missouri says if you want to convince your hens to keep laying, they need some extra daylight, supplemental daylight, that is. It takes about 12 hours or so day length to get the birds stimulated to where they start laying. Says Lyons, up to about 16 to 17 hours or so is the maximum day length that will stimulate the birds. The light has to be constant. If you have a timer set for, say, 14 hours of light and the egg production slows down, she recommends adding another half hour so the hens think springtime is coming and we are gaining light again. The type of lighting used doesn't really matter and it doesn't take much. You can also use fluorescent lights, but in the cold environment, some of these lamps will not come on. Many poultry houses says that use the really inexpensive incandescent lights. He said one light bulb will keep 15 to 20 chickens happy to where they can see, walk around, and eat and be stimulated by the light. Provide a diet that is balanced for protein and calcium. More feed may be required to give them that extra energy they need for body heat and throwing some eggs out there on the ground. So there is your how to keep hens laying in the winter tip of the week. How about that? Anyway, got that going on. Chicken, here, chick. I can see William talking to them. All right, before we go here, combines and four-wheel drive tractors close out 2023 with gains and other segments decline. Year over year, sales for combine harvesters, four-wheel drive tractors, and 100-plus horsepower two-wheel drive tractors closed out December with gains from the year 2022. But all other market segments declined in 23, according to sales numbers from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. There you go. So anyway, let's get some numbers going on here. Tractor sales. Total farm tractor sales for December of 2023 was 19,208, down 5.1% compared to 20,237 sold in December. Tractor sales are broken down by horsepower range. Sales for two-wheel drive sub 40 horsepower tractors in December of 23 were down from 2022 by 5.8%, with sales of 9,959 of those for the year, and they had 10,568 in 2022. Year to date, that was for December. Year to date, AMA reports 156,070 tractors have been sold in this sub 40 horsepower tractor range, compared with 174 in 2022. Two-wheel drive 40 to 100 horsepower tractors in December of 23 were down 7.7% with 5,899 sales, and for the year 61,881 tractors. That's down 9.1% from the 68,000 sold by the end of 2022. Sales for two-wheel drive 100 horsepower tractors in December was up 3.6% to 2,857 compared to 2,759 in 2022. And AEM reports 27,750 tractors have been sold in that category in 23. Sales for four-wheel drive tractors were down 5% in December with 493 sales compared to 519 in 2022. 4,564 tractors were sold in that category for the year, though, and that's up 31% from 2022. Last but not least, combine sales. Sales for self-propelled combines were down 16%, 16.4 to be exact, in December. And 610 were sold. But year to date, 7,369 combines were sold in, for the whole year, and is up 1.7% from 2022. You guys have a blessed day. And Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless.